It's time for our scripture of the day. To get it delivered to your phone, text the word scripture to 800-969-9467.
Today, there are three things that happen in the life of Jesus throughout the course of this day. And today, the disciples will inquire about the fig tree from Jesus. Jesus' authority is going to be challenged in the temple, and Jesus teaches the disciples at Mount Olive while the authorities begin to plot his death. Today, our scripture for Holy Week, John 12, verse 37 to 43. This is out of the Common English version of the Bible because it's just so plainly stated. Jesus had done many miracles and many miraculous signs before the people, but they didn't believe in him. This was all to fulfill the word of the prophet Isaiah. Lord, who has believed through our message? To whom is the arm of our Lord fully revealed? Isaiah explains why they couldn't believe in Christ as the Messiah. He made their eyes blind and closed their minds so that they might not see with their eyes or understand with their minds or turn their lives around, and I would heal them. Isaiah said these things because he saw Jesus's glory. He spoke about Jesus. Even so, many leaders believed in him, but they wouldn't acknowledge their faith in him because they feared that the Pharisees would expel them from the synagogues. They believed, but they loved human praise more than God's glory. This is a problem. All of our sin is rooted in this. Do we choose our flesh or do we choose God? The choosing of the self over God is that root. It's right there. It underpins all of our sin. And everything that we experience in life is the effect of other people's sin, possibly in our life, and it's the root of our sins. The desire to please self over Savior. The work of Jesus and the rejection of Jesus was spoken about by Isaiah in Isaiah 53. I encourage you to read that today. Isaiah spoke of seeing the glory of Jesus in his suffering as the King who would be lifted up by the Lord. And even though they had witnessed these miracles that Jesus performed, they just could not believe in him as the Messiah. And for many, it was the hardness of their heart that did not allow them to see who Jesus truly was. But for those who did believe that this man, this Jesus, could be the prophesied king, well, even some of the leaders in the community, even though they believed, they dared not speak out because they feared man. They feared being cast out of the temple community. They feared being ridiculed for their notion that they would believe that Jesus is the coming king because of the oversight of the Pharisees. But ultimately, though many of them believed, they instead sought the approval of men more than the approval of God. We all have that choice to make every single day. Serve God, serve ourselves. Serve God, serve man. Serve God, serve our flesh. Because many chose to serve themselves instead of God, in 3 days' time, Jesus would be tried, flogged, crucified, and killed for theirs and our selfish sin. And it's because of that selfish sin that Jesus suffered on the cross to take upon himself the sin of all mankind. And so today, I encourage you to choose who are you going to serve, God or man? And I pray that we make the right choice, that we have the strength to serve the Lord today as we reflect on what Christ's sacrifice upon the cross means for each of us.